Next up, Princess Clary. Claire, best of the night so far.
Best of the night so far.
Yes, that was Princess Clary. Rochelle, what do you think?
I love this. This is like my favorite thing I've heard you do, like on any show that I've heard you on in a while, Clary. This was really good. Your harmonies were like fantastic. I loved your emotion. Seriously, this is like one of the best things I've heard you do in a while. I really liked it.
Here's the thing about Clary, she's never won a VH contest, and so, like, she's here to win, like, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
She's, Albino Mama, do you want to come on and gush about Clary for a second? Because you're gushing in the chat. And I know you're a noob. Do you want to come on and say something about Claire? No. I just like hearing her talk. Clary, for me, emotionally and vocally, this is the best thing I've ever heard you sing. I was iffy about the very first time you went into harmonies because it sounded off tempo. I don't know the song, it could just be the song. But legit, best emotion I've ever heard you do. You sang this so well. I would have liked this even with no background vocals. You carried this, you killed it. Best of the night so far, man. What did you think, Beloved Star?
I liked this a lot. It was really good. Like, I sometimes have a problem with Clary's emotion or different things here and there, but this was really good. There was maybe one part, maybe two, probably just one, where the intonation and the harmony wasn't 100%, but it was pretty damn close. This was awesome. I loved it.
Turtle. Good song choice, Turtle.
Yeah, I wanted to give her a song so that, like, people just to show that she can sing with emotion. Because, I mean, she can.
Yeah.
I think it's just song choice.
She likes the
But,
pretty songs.
yeah, this is the actual song with, more like a rock song. But I gave her a piano version. So she could sound pretty, and she did a great job with it. I'm really proud of her with the
Yeah,
song.
this is the best. Yeah, this is amazing. Nani's up next.
Yes.
What is she singing?
Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap.
Well, this is gonna be a tough battle. I'm excited. We can all push play now.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking. Feeling, spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets a mess with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Hide and seek. Chains and sewing machines.
Lord,
Auntie. what you say, that you only meant well. Well, of course you did, what you say, that it's all for the best, because it is, what you say. It's just what we need. You decided this, what you say. What did she say? Ransom notes keep falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk, newspaper word cutouts. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Ransom notes keep falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk, newspaper word cutouts. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a, you don't care a bit. 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 You don't care a bit.
That was Nani. Frankly, I thought Nani was going to get beaten by Clary tonight based on Clary's song, and then, wow. What did you think, Beloved Star?
Her harmonies were really good. I love her voice, and she's just really good at stuff. I'm not sure I like this personally, though. I didn't really like the pop. The really poppy feel it had, but that's just a personal preference. She sang the crap out of it.
I hate when people hear this song and they're like, oh, they covered Jason Derulo. No, they did not, you fucking morons. Get some musical taste. I have this secret desire to hear Nani sing As They Lay Me Down to Sleep by Sophie B. Hawkins. It would be sensual. I love your harmonies so much, Nani. They were beautiful. Quite frankly, I don't want to face either of you in the finale. I know my girls can do it, but we're going to have to pull out all the stops, I think, whichever one of mine goes through. Rochelle? You there?
I don't...
Are you crying? Are you crying?
Sorry.
Yes! Michelle is crying in a live recording.
It's like, this song just...
Are you thinking about Jason Derulo's version?
No, this song just, like, means a lot to me in general as a song. And she just did it really well.
If you can make Rochelle cry... You're probably going. The last person to make Rochelle cry was Aria, and she won. Ended up winning the season.
Actually, the last person to make me cry was Faded.
Faded won that season.
Yeah.
But it's not all your say. But this bodes well for Nani. You were like the Nostradamus of the singing shows. If you start crying, that's predicting. I'm sorry. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about
No.
Turtle?
I know from what she told me, she really likes the song a lot, and she worked on it 14 hours yesterday, all of it on Sunday, and she tried working on it, like, some of it today, too, and it just paid off. Like, I've had such a good time working with her, and she's always, like, enthusiastic about, like, the songs I suggest to her, and she's just awesome. Yeah.
If somebody told me to sing this song for Kevin, I'd be like, go fuck yourself, I'm not doing that much work. So the fact that she put so much work into it is really cool.
Yeah.
As far as who won, I don't know. I hate to say this because I know how much work Nani put into hers, and it was so beautiful, but for me, Claire's performance was more engaging, and I'm big on performance. Claire's voice was really good on it. I gave the edge to Claire on this one. What about you, Rochelle?
Nani. I feel bad, but, like, I mean, I don't know. I just was really, like, moved by her performance. I mean, Clary was incredible, too. I just, Nani just, like, seriously, like, blew me out of the water. Like,
yeah, I mean, both of these, best of the night, both ends of my team, but in my opinion, best of the night. Maybe best of the series. Beloved Star?
I thought they were both fantastic, but I just liked Clary's a little bit more.
All right. Rochelle, we are moving on to your team.
Mm-hmm.
We need linkage.
Yes.
I guess you can stop the recording, can't you?
I guess. Well,
no,
I
no, actually, just keep it going. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's...
Who's up first for you tonight?
Snowfender.
What is Snowfender going to be doing?
She's doing Falling Slowly, which she picked all on her own. I didn't know.
She must have heard Cookies do it and is like, well, Cookies is a song thief, so I'm going to get her back. You gave us the wrong link, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just realized that. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. There it is.
And then what's after Cookie, or after Snowfender, what's Jeffers going to be doing?
Jeffers is doing For You, I Will.
It's going to be a good one.
Geiger. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody good in the chat? Is everybody ready to push play?
No, I'm lagging super bad.
Super bad.
Okay.
I still haven't even gotten to the right link yet in the chat. Oh, there it is.
Sorry.
Hallelujah.
In the meantime, Turtle, I need you to PM me your scores for your two. You have 100 points to split up between the two of them.
So I have to do that right now.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Turtle. You will not find out at the end of the episode. You will find out on tomorrow night's results show what we scored them and what the votes were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, poor Beloved and her lag.
I'm keeping the recording going right now, just so you know.
Okay.
Like,
oh.
Because I feel like we have to wait till you say play.
Well... Yeah, I guess we do have to wait till I play. We're doing, say something witty. Turtle, those scores don't add up. You only have 100 points.
Ambie's like the never fail funny.
Ambie's a gossip monger. She's telling the chat that Claire and I are dating in Sim Social. It's only because Clary is the most rich of anybody on VH on Sim Social, and I'm a gold digger.
How much does she have?
96,000 her worth is, or something like that? 91,000.
Damn it.
How you doing, Beloved?
Good.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Okay, everybody can push play
now. I said I was ready.
I'm sorry, everybody can push play now.
comforting love and ward with yourself. It's time that you walk. Take this sinking rope and point it home. We've still got
Snowfender turtle.
I liked it. I really liked the back track she chose.
You know what it reminded me of, turtle?
What?
Cover It, coming in January.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
You no. Eating raw hot dogs like you're
no.
Talking tomorrow. Anyway, what did you think?
Knew it. I liked it. I think there were some like harmonies that were a little bit off. I think, yeah. Overall, it was really nice to listen to.
Beloved Star.
I really liked this too. This is probably one of my favorite things that I've heard from her. I also agree that a couple of the harmonies were off, though.
I would like you to tap her talent hard. Like,
oh my god.
And teach her like how to do crazy harmonies because she would be really helpful. Did you have anything else you want to say about this?
Nope, can't top that.
One of my favorites from you as well. So no, I like the background parts you did. Some of them were a little off, but I liked that they were there. I thought they added a lot to the song. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I wish she had a little more time to work on it because she, like, went to a wedding this weekend and stuff, so she didn't have as much time. Because I feel like we could have, like, fixed some of
Rochelle,
back stuff. What?
Her and I were on cam last night for, like, 2 hours playing guitar and singing, so she had time.
Okay, well, I don't know. Way to just
The public know she had time and she didn't.
Way to just totally, like, moot my point. Yeah, I mean, I liked this a lot for her. She, like, obviously had a connection with it because she was, like, really wanting to do it, so, yeah.
Nice.
I don't really know what else to say because you threw me off. You threw off my groove.
I'm sorry, like, I'm in, like, X Factor mode where I, like, I'm an ass. I guess I'm an ass in general. I'm in real life mode. I'm in everything I do mode. Jeffers is up next with, what was it again?
For You, I Will.
I'm excited. Everybody drink. Rochelle has cleared her throat.
No, it's...
Everybody can push play now.
All right, yeah. Wandering the streets in the world underneath it all. Nothing seems to be, nothing tastes as sweet as what I can't have. Like you and the way that you're twisting your hair around your finger. Tonight I'm not afraid to tell you what I feel about you. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have and cannonball into the water. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have. For you, I will. For you, I will. Forgive me if I stutter from all of the clutter in my head. I could fall asleep in those eyes.
like a waterbed. Do I seem familiar? I've crossed you in hallways a thousand times. No more camouflage, I wanna be exposed and not be afraid to fall. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have and cannonball into the water. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have. For you, I will. You always want what you can't have, but I've got to try. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have. For you, I will. For you, I will. For you, I will. For you. If I could dim the lights in the mall and create a mood, I would. Shout out your name so it echoes in every room. Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do to get through to you. Yeah, I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have and cannonball into the water. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have. For you, I will. You always want what you can't have, but I've got to try. I'm gonna muster every ounce of confidence I have. For you, I will. For you, I will. For you, I will. For you, I will.
That was Jeffers. I feel like so many of the contestants tonight have upped their game, and I think that's what happens when you're competing at this level with so many great singers, because I think singer for singer, voice for voice, this is the most talented top eight we've ever seen on a VH show anywhere ever, and that makes me happy. And for me, from Jeffers, this is the best I've heard him as far as his tone. I thought his tone was really good tonight, and I thought this was sung really well. Beloved?
I liked this too. I think Jeffers has such a cute voice. I just really enjoy listening to him. he does. Makes me smile.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Rochelle, you can gush in a minute. Calm
down. No, I'm not gushing.
You'll get your turn. yeah, I liked it. I thought there were a couple off parts here and there. But I enjoyed this performance. It was very sweet.
Turtle, what did you think?
I think that he picks out really good songs for him to sing. And he's good at making it in his own style. I don't know. I don't know. It's just compared to everyone else, I feel like he should have cleaned up his enunciation a little more though. But just because he's been singing like that for forever, I guess everyone's
hearing you comment on enunciation is like hearing Rochelle tell somebody to shut up.
Sorry, that was really funny.
I can control my enunciation when I'm not trying to do a certain style.
That's true. So Nani made you cry earlier, Rochelle. Did Jeffers also make you wet?
Why would you say that? I swear to God, it's like I'm going to throw something right now.
Best night ever.
I meant crying with tears. What are you? Don't take it and make it dirty. Get your mind out like that.
Fucking dirty to begin with.
I meant tears.
actually, not this time around, but one of the first times that he did this, it did make me cry, because I was like, oh, this is so cute. It was like one of those, like, oh my god, like, romantic moments. I think that this was like a really good song choice for Jeffers. I think his tone was really great on this, and like, I think it fits like with the original style of the song. But again, like, he did do a really good job of making it his own. We actually worked on enunciation a lot this week, and I think that this, like, compared to, like, the first few takes that he gave me, that this is, like, fantastic in comparison. So, like, seeing that improvement in under a week was, like, really, really great for me. I think that was... Oh, I was also really proud, because we did a lot of, like, well... I don't know how Jeffers understood what I was saying, because I was being like, you have to swing on to notes, and I don't understand how he understood the critique, but he did it.
I don't either.
So, because, like, I was like, you're climbing up to notes, but you have to swing on to them, and I was, like, making shit up, and it didn't make any sense, but, like, somehow it did, because he, like, fixed it. I don't know, so I'm, like, really happy with that, like, from the beginning to, like, the end product. I was really pleased with the progression.
Beloved star.
What?
Snow Jeffers, who edged out? Who won tonight for you?
I think I enjoyed Snow Fender's song a bit more tonight.
Turtle.
It's hard, because I think they're both, like, pretty leveled. I'd say Snow.
This is maybe the closest one for me of the night. I'd say Snow just by a little bit as well. But the decision is not ours. The decision is Rochelleular's and the public's. Rochelleular, I need you to PM me. You need to divide up 100 points between Snow and Jeffers. So 2 weeks is the finale. Each contestant will sing an original song and a cover. And then the results show each contestant will sing a duet with their coach on a song that their coach is known for. The winner will have the option of coaching a team for season 2 of The Voice, and have the option of doing an album with us on VH Records. So no Voice next week, but HCOE will be back next week.
Ugh, don't remind me.
I'm trying to plug it. Next Tuesday. HCOE semifinals next Tuesday. Then the Tuesday after that will be The Voice finals. And then the Tuesday after that will be the HCOE finals. Is that correct, Ambie? So there's stuff going on Tuesdays for the next couple weeks, so that'll be awesome. Sing It starting up on Sunday. Is there anything else we can plug really quickly?
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you guys how to... Ambie Lee's podcast, WTF Storytime, where Ambie tells WTF stories from her life. If you have not listened to that, you should definitely do that. Also, there's a new Dylan Discourse with Dylan podcast up, where we talk about our top 10 noobs. And you guys can vote now. You have to email me at dylan.digipop@gmail.com. You have to choose either Arya or Skywish, Valkyrie Celeste or Safi, Nani or Clary, and Snowfender or Jeffers. You have to choose one from each of those duos. So Arya, Sky, Valk, Safi, Nani, Clary, Snowfender, Jeffers. We as coaches cannot vote this week because we're doing our scores now. You have to vote for all four, for four people, or else it won't count. So you can email me now, dylan.digipop@gmail.com. Votes in tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, so there's not much time this week. There will be another episode, a live episode of The Voice, tomorrow night at midnight-ish with the results. So thank you guys for listening. I don't think we have anything else to plug, so thank you guys for listening, and good night.